Joining us here today on our local news, Pat Sullivan, District Administrator of the Medford Area Public Schools. And, of course, a special board meeting was held Wednesday evening, April 7th. And, Pat, can you summarize those results for us, please?
Yeah, we did make a change in the mask requirements. And this change is just for the elementary. So all of our pre-K through fourth grade kids will not have to wear a mask once they get into their classroom. Now, they should wear the mask as they enter the building and walk to the classroom and any hall passing time when they go to lunch and things like that. But once they're in the classroom and with the teacher in the classroom, they can take their mask off. And the reason for that is, you know, those classes, those kids at that age are self-contained. They're with that group of kids pretty much, you know, the entire day. And also the rate of transmission among kids that age is very, very low. Now, the staff, the teachers, will still have to wear masks when they're with those kids in the classroom at this point. That is still, you know, a requirement of the staff. But pre-K through fourth grade kids, students, will not have to have a mask on once they are in their classroom.
So let's walk through their day. Obviously, they're going to leave for school in the morning. Busing, start there.
Well, busing is a separate issue. That they fall under federal guidelines on public transportation, and they are required to have anyone is required to wear a mask when they are using public transportation. So they will have to have a mask on when they're on the bus. And again, as they walk from the bus then to their classroom, they will have to have a mask on.
Sure. Once you're in the class, teacher give you the thumbs up. Go ahead and remove your mask if you want.
Yeah, good point. I mean, you always have the option. The kids, parents telling their kids, you have the option to keep a mask on, you know, all day, anytime you want.
All right. Some new direction from the Medford Area Public School System. Thank you, Pat, for your time.